Hey everyone, I'm Christopher.
And I'm Laura.
Okay, today, Laura, we're going to be talking about getting in trouble and having to stay after class.
怎么今天聊到主题好沉重哦？就是，哎，你们在上课的时候可能因为做不乖的事情，就会被老师处罚说，哎，你可能要下课来见一下我，可能这个要留校查看。Okay, that's what we're gonna be talking about. Wow, that's really, really sad.
Have you ever had to stay after class?
就是有时候如果我做 Yeah, some, you know, this is really interesting. It's when I was in kindergarten, though.
Okay,
it, like,
long
I had to stay
time ago.
I know this is,
like, okay, 50 years ago.
Right, 50 years ago. I never finished my lunchbox.So the teacher was not very happy. She says, come on, your mom cooked this especially for you, so you should finish it after class, after school. So I never really, yeah. I had to stay after class just for that, to finish my lunch.
That's strange.
That's true. It's really a true story.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get to today's article and find out more about staying after class.
All right.
David's daily life. Love.Hurts.
Today, my English teacher, Ms. Hung, made me stay after class. When your teacher asks you to stay late, you're in trouble. My grades began to slip about a month ago. It's because of a new student, Michelle. When Michelle walked into our classroom last month, I was in love.Ms. Hong made her sit at the empty desk next to me. With Michelle so close, I can't focus in class. Suddenly, I heard Ms. Hong's voice. David, are you listening? If your grades don't improve, you'll fail.
Classroom. Classroom. We grew small plants in the classroom for science class. We grew small plants in the classroom for science class. Empty. Empty. Joan bought a couch and table for her empty living room.Joan bought a couch and table for her empty living room. Voice. Voice. Alicia Keys is my favorite singer because she has a beautiful voice. Alicia Keys is my favorite singer because she has a beautiful voice.Improve, improve, improve, improved, improved. Nick improves his English by reading English novels every day. Nick improves his English by reading English novels every day.
Okay, so we're looking at David's diary.
Right.
Okay, he writes...Today, my English teacher, Ms. Hung, made me stay after class.
Uh-oh, that's not good. 所以今天呢，到日记一开始我们就看到，哦，他第一句写到了，这个 Ms. Hung, 也就是洪老师呢，是他的谁呢？就是 English teacher, 英文老师 made him stay after class.To make somebody do something, 就是使某人做什么事情。所以课文老师要他怎么样？下课后不准离开哦 stay after class.
Right. He continues, when your teacher asks you to stay late, you're in trouble.
Of course. Okay. 当你的老师呢要你晚点离开教室，当然呢就像 David 的日记里面写到 you're in trouble, 就表示你有麻烦啦。In trouble 就是处于麻烦当中哦。那很多时候呢，像有些讨厌鬼很喜欢打小报告，像是啊，他可能看到班上有人在偷偷聊天啊，或是呢，像是家里有没有这样子的兄弟姐妹，他们常会说，哦，我要跟妈妈说，我要告状。 就用这种很讨人厌的口气说 I'm gonna tell the teacher, I'm gonna tell mom, you're in trouble. I hate it when my sister does that. Okay, so I wonder what David did this time.
Well, how about we check? He says, my grades began to slip about a month ago. Oh, slip. So we see this word slip. Slip is a verb, and we have several definitions for slip, but here it is being used to mean get worse.Or get bad.
Right.
But other usages include slide, like slip. So slide, maybe you're walking and you slide in the street because it's wet.
Yeah.
It also means move easily.
Right.
So if we have a table and we have a tile floor, we might be able to slide it.
Right.
Okay. And the other definition that we use is to make a mistake.
Okay.
So if I'm speaking and I forget a word, I might slip. So we spell slip, S-L-I-P, S-L-I-P, slip. Here's our example sentence. My test scores started to slip when I started getting lazy. Oh, so my test scores started to slip or get bad when I started getting lazy.
You shouldn't. Okay, now slip 呢一般有着滑落这样的意思哦，还有很多其他口语上的用法。不过课文呢其实是指什么东西呢，像是成绩啦变坏或是下降这样的意思哦。So get bad or get worse. I also like this other expression, slip out, to say something by mistake. So slip 还有说溜嘴这样的意思。For example, I didn't mean to tell them, it just slipped out.
That's a good one, I like
that's
that.
That's a good excuse too.
David continues, it's because of a new student,Michelle. Ooh, la, la.
Okay, 所以原来大卫啊，哎呦，是跟女孩子有关哦，这样子才会想到说，哎，她的成绩变坏，是情有可原的啦。那这里我们看到 because of. Now, because of and because, they both have the same sort of meaning, 都是因为的意思。可是要记得哦 ，because of 后面我们要接的是 nouns, 就是名词，而 because 后面我们可以接一个子句。那课文提到的呢他下课被老师留下来的原因是什么呢是因为一位新生而他的名字呢就叫做 Michelle.
Right. When Michelle walked into our classroom last month, I was in love.
Okay, 所以呢哎，我们再接下来看看他到底呢跟 Michelle 什么关系。他说当上个月 Michelle 走进教室的时候他就怎么样 I was in love, 他就坠入情网啦。Classroom, can you please explain this word?
Of course, classroom. It's the room where children or students are taught. Very simple, classroom. You're likely in a classroom right now watching us.
That is true.
Okay, we spell classroom.
Right.
Class and room, we put them together.
Together.
It's one word, class, C-L-A-S-S.Room, R-O-O-M. Classroom, C-L-A-S-S-R-O-O-M. Classroom.
And that's one word.
One word.
Okay. Classroom 就是教室的意思啦，它是个名词。那通常呢，我在教室，哎，会看到什么东西呢？ So there are some things we usually see in a classroom, like
students.
Students, right? Or teachers, of course.
Yes, pencils.
Pencils, right, and whiteboard, or sometimes some classrooms have blackboard.
I forgot about those.
Right, okay, so these are the things we might see in a classroom, and how else can we use this word in example sentence?
Oh, no problem. We grew small plants in the classroom for science class. We grew small plants in the classroom for science class.
Right. Okay.
So, do you think they're in the science classroom?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay, not David, okay. But in the sample sentence, yes. So, 我们在自然课，也就是 science class, 种了小植物在教室里面哦。Okay, let's get back to the article.
Okay, Miss Hong made her sit at the empty desk next to me.
竟然让这个大卫呢美梦成真，因为这个老师呢洪老师安排呢，哎，这个 Michelle 就坐在这个大卫的旁边，那他旁边就是有一个 empty desk.
Empty. Okay, so we see the word empty with no people or thing inside. That's what empty means.
Right.
No people or thing inside. Empty. So if we are talking about a container, like a box, mm-hmm. we mean that there is nothing inside the box. The box is empty,
oh.
okay? If you are talking about a place, like a classroom, mm-hmm. and the place is empty, it means it does not have people in it.
Right.
Okay. So when David says, the seat next to me is empty, he means that nobody sits there. The seat itself has no people.
That's true.
We spell empty, E-M-P-T-Y. E-M-P-T-Y, empty.
Right, so empty 呢就是有这个空的啦，或者是如果在指一个地方没有人，就是空荡荡的这样的意思。那相反词你可以用 full, F-U-L-L, 就是满的哦。那像刚刚 Chris 老师有提到，像是空的箱子啊 ，the box was empty， 或者呢像是空的罐子 ，or an empty Coke can。
嗯
，OK， 那吃药的时候最好不要空腹哦。英文空腹的英文就是什么呢 ？Empty stomach。So usually we say this when you're taking medicine.
Right.
Yeah, you should eat something and don't take it when you
have an empty stomach.
Yeah, that's right. It's like 空腹.
Doctor says, take one a day, but not on an
empty stomach. Right.
Okay, so we have another example
right?
of empty. Joan brought a couch and table from her empty living room.
Right.
Joan bought a couch and table for her empty living room. So,bought and then
right.
filled her empty room.
So John 就为了他这个空荡荡的客厅呢，买了一个沙发还有桌子。
Right. David says, with Michelle so close, I can't focus in class.
I think I can understand that. So Michelle 呢，因为靠 David 很近哦，很 close， 所以他就说，哎，我无法在课堂上 focus， 也就是专心专注。Now here we see with.Now, that is actually our 英文快译通。
Oh.
今天用英文快译通要教大家 with 的用法，那我们赶紧来看看吧。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好，我是 Polly。今天呢，要来和大家介绍一个我自己很喜欢的英文字，叫 with。它的拼法很简单，而且也非常好用。我们赶快来学一学吧。好 ，with 这个介系词呢，最常见的意思就是和什么一起。那要表达这个意思的话，只要在句子后面接上 with somebody 或者 with something 就可以了。例如，如果我要说我喜欢和我的朋友一起喝咖啡。英文就是 I enjoy having a nice cup of coffee with my friends. I enjoy having a nice cup of coffee with my friends. 好，那么除了和什么一起之外 ，with 还有用的意思。例如呢，一个歌手他可以用他的声音，以他的声音打动每个人的心。那么英文我们就能说 The singer touches.Everyone's heart with her voice. The singer touches everyone's heart with her voice. 一样，我们看到直接在句尾呢接上 with something 就可以了。好的，那么 with 除了能直接接名词之外，还能在名词后面再接上形容词来补充说明。我来举个例子，例如呢，有些人他打字可能非常的快，键盘都记在脑海里面，甚至可以闭着眼打字。那么英文我们就能说 ，Some people can type with their eyes closed. Some people can type with their eyes closed. 在 eyes 后面接上 closed 这个形容词来修饰 ，with eyes closed 就是眼睛闭着的状态。所以呢 ，with 在这种时候就有随着什么状态，由于什么的意思。要表达这个意思的时候，我们也很常把 with 放到句首。例如呢，有些时候梦想要能够成真，除了自己一定要很努力、很坚持之外，也是需要一点运气的。So for example, with hard work and a little bit of luck, his dream came true. With hard work and a little bit of luck.His dream came true. 我们看到把元音 hard work 跟 a little bit of luck 拉到前面，用 with 开头 ，with hard work and a little bit of luck. 这样的用法呢，就比直接用 because 来表达更有变化，更有感觉了。所以一定要学起来哦。 Okay, 所以我们今天学了 with 这个非常实用的字。I hope you guys learned a lot with me today. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Okay, David says, suddenly, I heard Ms. Hong's voice.
So suddenly, 突然我听到 Hong 老师的声音 and voice.
Voice. Okay, that is the sound or sounds produced、mm-hmm. through the mouth、right? by the person speaking or singing. So, you hear my voice、mm-hmm. and...
Oh, and you can hear my voice.
I did. I heard your voice.
Okay.
Okay, you can tell if someone is angry by hearing their voice.So, I sound calm now,、
True.
But if I were mad, I'd be like, yeah, blah, 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 you hear my voice, right? Okay, so we spell voice V-O-I-C-E, V-O-I-C-E.
So, voice 当然就是声音的意思啦。那刚刚 Chris 老师有这个示范很多的声音，像是 deep voice 就是低沉的声音。Or sometimes we can say keep your voice down, that just means be quiet,、yeah. 就是小声一点哦。Okay, how do we use voice?
Okay, Alicia Keys is my favorite singer because she has a beautiful voice. Alicia Keys is my favorite singer because she has a beautiful voice.、Mm. All right. So, David says,、or the teacher says to David, David, are you listening? If your grades don't improve, you'll fail.
Okay, 所以大卫你有在听吗？如果你的成绩没有进步的话，你就会考不及格哦 ,fail, improve.
Improve, okay, it means to make something or someone better than before. Okay, so improve would be the opposite of、mm-hmm. slip. So my grades are slipping, bad. My grades are improving, good. Improve, I-M-P-R-O-V-E.I-M-P-R-O-V-E.
Improve 呢是个动词，就是有改善啦、增进这样的意思。它动词三态很简单，就在后面接 D, improved, I-M-P-R-O-V-E-D.
Right. Nick improves his English by reading English novels every day. Nick improves his English by reading English novels every day.、
Wow.Wow, that was really interesting. I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow.、
Yeah.
So David is in love with Michelle,、Ooh. But his grades are slipping. Okay.
Yeah,
it's getting really, really bad. Okay, so we'll find out more tomorrow.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
See ya.
English 小聚会
Hello, everyone. I'm Evita.欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会，今天又是新的一天，昨天的不开心还有烦恼通通都丢掉吧。古人云，昨日种种譬如昨日死，今日种种譬如今日生，这是有道理的。我们不能让过去的事影响现在的我们。 Don't allow your past to affect your future becauseYour history is not your destiny. Your history is not your destiny. Your history 是你的历史，就是你的过去咯。所以这句话就是你的过去不等于你的宿命。即便过去我们曾犯下错误，但是不要为自己过去的失误而自怨自艾。不然你们想一下，国父岂不是都要哭哭了吗？革命那么多次才成功，但是也不是什么都抛开过去什么都不管啦，还是要汲取教训啊，要懂得失败为成功之母的道理。 Although your history is not your destiny, you have to learn from all your mistakes. 虽然啊，你的过去不等于你的宿命，但是要从错误中学习才会进步哦。
David's Daily Life. Love Hurts.
Today, my English teacher, Ms. Hung, made me stay after class. When your teacher asks you to stay late, you're in trouble. My grades began to slip about a month ago. It's because of a new student, Michelle. When Michelle walked into our classroom last month, I was in love. Ms. Hung made her sit at the empty desk next to me.With Michelle so close, I can't focus in class. Suddenly, I heard Ms. Hung's voice. David, are you listening? If your grades don't improve, you'll fail.
Classroom. Classroom. We grew small plants in the classroom for science class. We grew small plants in the classroom for science class. Empty. Empty. Joan bought a couch and table for her empty living room. Joan bought a couch and table for her empty living room. Voice. Voice. Alicia Keys is my favorite singer because she has a beautiful voice. Alicia Keys is my favorite singer because she has a beautiful voice. Improve. Improve. Improve, improved, improved. Nick improves his English by reading English novels every day. Nick improves his English by reading English novels every day.